Welcome back out to the Brew Kettle in Amherst for a high school football coaches preview show. We're at the Brew Kettle here in Amherst. We're on the corner of Church Street, and we'll be here until 9 o'clock tonight talking high school football, having a great time doing so. Again, if you're out here, stop by and see us on the patio. Plenty of room to socially distance out here and check out all the action. Again, every single high school football coach in Lorain County will represent their program here tonight. And next up on the docket for us, we've got Lorain head coach Luke Boyce. I'm sorry, James Boyce. Coach Boyce, we appreciate you joining us here. And, you know, this is an interesting time for you right now, just because you guys haven't practiced in just about a week, right?
Yeah, we've been out since last Monday. So we're just anxiously waiting for an opportunity to get back out there. And so many unknowns right now.
And you mentioned that as we're speaking, there's a meeting of the minds, if you will, that are trying to decide when you guys can get back out of the field again. And I think the tough thing for you and some of the kids has got to be that you guys were kind of teased a little bit because you had the chance to get out of the field for a few days at the beginning of last week until they came and said, hey, you know what, we're going to have to pull the plug on this for at least a few days.
Right, yeah. You know, when we got the opportunity, we started August 1st like everybody else, and, you know, there were some kids in schools and teams not playing in Cuyahoga County. And I stress to the kids, you know, we have to be grateful for the opportunity that we have. There's a lot of people that aren't in this position right now, and we have to take advantage of it. And that could not have been any more true. You know, we had the 2 days, and then it got shut down for us. But like I said, you know, I'm optimistic, and I know the kids are patiently, if you will, patiently waiting for an opportunity to get back at it.
Lorain head coach James Boyce joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for our high school football coaches preview show. Now, you come to Lorain after spending last year as an assistant at Garfield Heights. What is it about this program that's so exciting to you? Because you're taking over a team that, sure, they got out of the gate a little slow last year, but boy, were they strong in the last five games of the season.
Yeah, you know, being at Lorain a short while, it's easy for me to see the amount of talent that's there. And I think that we've got a good coaching staff put together, that we were able to lay some groundwork in January, February, March, and then getting shut down then and then coming back June 15th. And the kids are really bought into what we're trying to do. And I can see why they've been successful. Like I said, there's talent there. We're returning some kids. We've definitely got some holes to fill, and some of those holes we have ideas of who's going to be where. But we're just ready to get back out there and continue to grow.
You talked about laying some of that groundwork back before the pandemic really kind of hit, you know, going back to January and February and to some degree March before things really spiraled out of control. Can you give us an idea as to what kinds of things you guys were doing to lay some of that groundwork?
Yeah, what we were really trying to stress is just the level of accountability that we wanted to hold our kids to, as well as our work ethic, and we wanted to really incorporate competition. We really wanted to stress that the kids compete in everything that they do, whether that's in the weight room, academically, socially, on the football field. So we started right off the rip with lifting, you know, every day for a couple hours after school. And we had great numbers, great turnouts. And you could see a group of kids that were really buying into what we were preaching. And that was important to me. I think that the kids realized that we were going to bring some intensity and, like I said, mainly a level of accountability for them.
And you're also taking over a program that Coach McFarland certainly had going the right direction. And I know in the past you have mentioned that you've learned some things from Coach McFarland. I mean, you're familiar with Coach McFarland before taking over the program. What are some of the things that you kind of learned from him or took from him before taking over?
Yeah, you know, I spoke at a clinic a couple of years ago where Coach McFarland was speaking as well. And I just kind of, even though we were on the same panel, just kind of listened to him and try to take away, you know, how he felt, you know, Lorain kids were a little bit different and how they needed to be treated. And I guess that's a little bit of what I would take away most from that. You know, we're going to come in and incorporate, I guess, our own philosophy and schemes, both offensively and defensively, but just how much he cared for the kids and valued them as people. I think that's something that not just myself, but everybody could kind of learn that from him.
Well, this is a tough question to ask because you guys haven't practiced in a week, but you know, if you were to assess early on what some of your primary strengths will be going into the season, hopefully we're able to get things going the right direction, you guys can get back out there and start practicing again, what would you say some of your primary strengths would be?
Yeah, you know, we haven't had a chance to really put pads on and get cracking, so we can't tell exactly how physical we're going to be. I'd like to think that we have a physical group, but that's a complete unknown. However, going back to June 15th when we entered Phase 2 and we were able to start getting out there, we would meet with the kids, spread them along the bleachers, and we would install our offense. We'd have offensive days followed by defensive days, just kind of alternating back and forth, and we've put in our scheme. And some things that really stood out to me is that the kids were bought into what we were doing. They were excited about it. They were picking it up. I think that Devontae Jackson, who took over those last five games at quarterback, kind of all but sealed his fate as being our starting quarterback going into this season. And I'm really impressed with what he's been able to do in terms of grasping our offense. He's not just running plays. He's understanding why we're doing what we're doing, which has made him grayed out to be very efficient during practices. Again, you know, no pads during those times, so we're not being able to put it all together. But he definitely understands and has become a leader, not just offensively, but defensively and as a complete team leader.
Well, you talked about Devontae Jackson doing enough in your eyes so far. I know we're early in the process to be your signal caller. Tell me about some of the guys you think he'll be throwing to this season.
Yeah, I think that we're returning a couple guys on the outside, and Jamarian Harkness and Javon Manning. That'll be some nice tall targets for him on the outside. Cam Thomas will be coming back. We'll play him at wideout. We'll play him at tight end. Big-bodied kid, 6'3", 240. Really good athlete. He's got some Division I interest, Division II interest right now brewing. So we'll work with those guys. And I think the guy that I'm really excited to see when we get an opportunity to compete against some other people is a junior we have named David Taylor. He's got what I would consider to be elite speed. As a sophomore, he was in states for the 60-meter indoor track. But like I said, he's got elite speed, and he just has an explosive nature to him. And he's done a good job catching the ball as well. So Devontae will have some talented kids to get the ball out to. There's no doubt about that. It'll be up to him and us to make sure that we're getting those playmakers the ball in space.
Lorain head coach James Boyes joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for our high school football coaches preview show. You talked about some of the guys that Devontae Jackson will be throwing to. Who are some of the front runners that will be in the backfield with him?
Yeah, in the backfield, it's a little bit of an open race right now. Tracy Williams would be the lead guy right now. He's going to be a junior. He's a big-bodied back, thick kid that I envision being a little bit of a punishing runner. He does have some speed when he decides to show it. But then from there, we've got a couple of sophomores that are in the mix in terms of Masters battles. We also have been working a little bit of Jalen Delane back there. We recently, right near the end, plugged in a junior and Robert Gonzalez just to do a little bit of that. Robert's also playing some slot for us. But I don't think we're going to be a one-man show in the backfield. We're going to have to kind of spread it around. A lot of the things that we do, we want to base off the run, so we've got to make sure we got fresh legs back there. So we're just really trying to develop some guys, but Tracy is taking the first team reps when we've last practiced.
Well, this has got to be a really tough time for you guys, not necessarily not just practicing, but, I mean, I think this is all up in the air, too, for a lot of the opponents that you guys are supposed to play. Many of them are outside of Lorain County, so there's such a big question mark there as well. Have they give you guys any indication as to what that schedule might look like?
Yeah, you know, quite frankly, I guess we haven't really gotten that far. Brian Corey, our athletic director, and myself, we were kind of talking about it before we had gotten shut down that, you know, with so many unknowns and so many variables out there, he said from his perspective, he could kind of see it a little bit like on baseball season where you're almost scheduling 1 or 2 weeks out in advance and got to be ready to lose somebody and pick somebody up. And he's a great athletic director. I think he's very well known and well respected in Northeast Ohio and probably most of the state. So I think he'll do a great job of making sure that we've got somebody on our schedule Friday nights if and when we're allowed to do it.
And hopefully that moment is rapidly approaching. On the original schedule, I believe it was Brunswick week one, then Avon in week two. So,
yes, sir.
I mean, if that holds true, that's a couple of pretty tough opponents right out of the chute, though. But I'm sure you wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, we'll get tested right off the rip, but I enjoy that. I'm a pretty competitive dude, and I think that our kids are as well. So we've been talking about it since day one, really, back in the weight room. You know, we're talking about we got to go out there and we got to beat Brunswick week one if that's who we're going to play. And if it's not Brunswick, whoever it is, our goal is not going to change. We're going to look to put a W on the board after that game and we know we're going to have to work hard to earn it.
Great stuff. Well, Coach Boyes, thanks for the time. Appreciate you joining us here, and best of luck to you guys this season. Hopefully you guys can get onto the practice field later on this week.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on, and I'll be waiting for a text or a call shortly, I hope.
Good stuff, Coach. Thank you. Mm-hmm.